Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And hearing about Krishna's wonderful qualities, and this is something we're, this quality we're very familiar with. Or at least we've heard the term quite a bit. Kaladesha Patra. Kaladesha Patra. Kal, desh, time, place, patra, circumstance. But patram actually means person, individuals. Individuals, some place, and sometime they do something. Good or bad or whatever. And that's called patra. So Krishna, he has, this is one of his 64 qualities, an unlimited amount. Rupa Goswami Pad in 2.198 in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, desha kala supatra. Supatra gyan. Gya. That Krishna knows very well the place and the time and the people, the persons. One who knows, then he gives a definition. Desha kala supatra gyas. Supatra gyas. Tat tat yogya kriya kriti. The knower of place, time, and person is one who performs actions suitable to the time, place, and person. So, in simple English, you could say he knows what to do. He knows exactly what to do in any given circumstance. This person is so experienced and so cultured and so broad-minded. He knows exactly what to do or what to say in any given circumstance with any group of people. That would be the expertise in this quality of desh kal supatra. Supatra gyan. He's gyan. Supatra, very, the supatra, all the aspects of the circumstance and the people therein. Oh, it's my mother-in-law, and it's my husband, and it's this, that, and my cousin. What to say, how to act. This is an expertise in social intercourse, or what to speak of moving with devotees. And we have some guidelines and parameters, how to deal with kanishtha, madhyam, uttam, and equals, and juniors, and seniors, and envious. There's certain behavioral guidelines, sarachar. So one, as a Vaishnava, in the Vaishnava community, we should become learned and expert in all these dealings, so we don't make a faux pas. Faux pas means make a mistake, stumble and fall, by offending someone, or not showing proper regard, or proper respect. Because Krishna's a sakshi, he's watching. These are all my amsas, anksas. The kanishtha, the uttan, the madhyam, the bhaktas, they're my family. They're my family. What is my family? What is Krishna's family? Achyuta? Achyuta? Gotra. This is the parivara, family of Krishna. Because when one enters Krishna's family, he gives up all the achyut. All the achyut. Achyut means fallible soldiers. Fallible, chut. 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 Chuta. C-Y-U-T-A means fallible. Bhagavatam, it says, husband, wife, bank account, relatives, this is all fallible. Fallible means fail. They fail. They will fail you. They're able to fail you. Able to fail. Able to fail means they will fail. They do fail. They have to fail. Fallible. You must have heard this word. So that means chut. Chut. Fallible. And Krishna is achut, which means he never fails. One definition of Krishna's name, Achyuta, means that Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he never fails to reciprocate with the love of his devotees. Another in the 11th canto says, Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Grahi. He accepts the essence. Okay, externally you're a little rough around the edges. Your behavior is not so good. Sometimes you're on the mark, sometimes you're off the wall. As they say in slang American. You're on the mark. You're acting correctly. Sometimes you're off. You're deviated. Fallen. Disrespectful. Even sinful. But what is the grahi? Bhava grahi janardhan. What is the essence of your heart's bhav? Your heart's sharanagati. Your heart's dedication. Your heart's will to serve. Your heart's will to surrender. What is that? Krishna knows. Realized devotees know. They can see. That they accept, that essence, the essence of the purified and purifying Atma, they accept and they fan it and they encourage it. And that's Prabhupada's beauty. That's Prabhupada's bhushanam. He would take, oh, there's a spark of bhakti. Come on, come on. Poof, ha, look. This is the vision of the Uttam Madhyam. Seeing the good. It's Krishna's vision. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Bhava Grahi. The Bhav. There is Bhav. Okay, we're not Bhava Bhaktas. We don't have love of God. We have no ecstatic symptoms. We're far, far, far away from even Anartha Nivritti, halfway even through. But every one of us has some feeling to love Krishna. And Krishna's watching. Yes, yes, this is nice. Nice feeling. Nice. Go on, go on, go on. All encouragement from within. All encouragement from above. From above, Krishna's giving all encouragement. From within, Krishna's giving all encouragement. But what about his representatives? On this lateral plane, we are all the representatives of Krishna to one another and for one another. So we should develop this quality, Bhava Grahi Janardhan. You're good. You are good. God is good. You're his devotee. You are good. You're Sura. Sura. You're not Asur. You're good. Essentially, you're good. You're a lover of God. You're a beautiful gem. Oh, just, you're such a beautiful emerald and ruby and diamond. A little cutting this way, that way, a little polishing. Ah. Invaluable. So Krishna, he's like this. He's a knower of place, time, and person, and he performs his actions suitable to the time, place, and person. The person, Supatra, is the major element here, obviously. Because if the persons are unqualified, then place and time are of little value. Obviously, the important. Oh, I'm very expert in place. I know how to make a wonderful pandal and make all arrangements. And I know exactly the best time to have that, to set up that pandal. But I don't know what to do there. I can't really do anything there. So the essential principle in any of this is the actor, the doer, the patra, supatra. So Jiva Goswami is bringing out that point. The word supatra is used instead of patra. Generally, when we remember this quality, what do we say? Kala desh patra. And we generally, at least the English-speaking people, they take patra to mean circumstance. Time, place, and circumstance. But actually, it means the person, the patra. Like we say, what do they say? Kripa patra? Is there such a term as that? Kripa patra? You've heard this term? That means one who has received kripa. Is that correct? So the word kripa patra means, oh, he's a kripa patra shishya, or whatever. He has really received the mercy of his guru. Kripa patra. Is that right? Acha. He has received, or it can mean he is qualified. In other words, patra means a person. Patra means a person who is qualified, or a person who is qualified to receive, or has received, the kripa. So when it says su patra means the person. Kala desha patra, su patra. So one can say, well, I always heard it was Kala desha patra. Prabhupada says Kala desha patra. Why does Rupa Goswami make the distinction su patra? Jiva Goswami comments. Because it doesn't say Sukal. If he says Sukal, that would emphasize the time factor. He doesn't say Sudesh. That would emphasize the location or place. He says Kala Desha Patra Supatra. Why Supatra? Because it's the Patra, the person, is the most important element in the whole calculation. It's obvious, but he said, if the persons are unqualified, then the place and time are of little value. Thus, the word supatra is used instead of patra to emphasize the importance of the qualification of the candidate. So you make an elaborate pandal and all kinds of, in a perfect time, and jyotishi and everything auspicious, kal, mangala titi and vara and karan and nakshatra and shukla paksha and everything. Then you bring in someone to speak there that doesn't know anything. So everybody comes and says, hey, what's this? But then, just imagine, there's no proper arrangement. And the time is any time. And the place is the Lower East Side. And it's a tree. And a gentleman sits below the tree. And he starts taking kartals. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Any chance? It's place, some dirty park with dogs still. Dogs still everywhere in the park. Newspapers, wine bottles lying everywhere. Lower East Side, New York. You always clean up your yard. You don't care about the street, right? So then he's just there. The place is nothing. It's the pits, as they say. The time is, who knows what time it is. It's Tuesday, Rahu Kal, Amavasya. Who knows what time it is? And Prabhupada just goes to the park and chants. But the Supatru is the most important personality in the calculation. Everybody joined. I don't care. We don't need walls. We don't need time. We don't need time walls. We need you, Prabhupada. Anywhere, anytime. And that's how it worked. The Supatra. Take a tree, sit under a chant, build a movement. It's easy, right? Ravinder, just go sit under some tree, build it, become the CEO in a big company in a few days. As if you have Shraddha, it's possible. Shraddha and Guru and Naam. So this is a very nice quality, obviously, Krishna. So maybe we're not so... How do we respond to this? Okay, Krishna, it's great. You're really good. You really have a lot of good qualities. And this is one. This is only your... What number of quality is this? This is only your... This is your number 19th quality. And I'm a little jiva. I'm all supposed to have this quality. But I don't. So how do I respond to all this information input and awareness and clarity of understanding of Krishna's specific 64 attributes or characteristics, qualities? Well, help me. I pray, Krishna, please. I always say the wrong thing, get in trouble. I always do something I don't want to do and lament later. And I'm not too good at all this stuff, and I'm making more enemies than friends. And people don't understand me. It's a very common statement by people that can't be understood. People don't understand me. So it's your fault or their fault? It's their fault, obviously. Well, maybe you can try to make yourself understood more clearly. And if you haven't been successful for the last 37 years, then something's wrong. So then pray to Krishna. Hey, Bhagavan, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. I'm in bad shape. Please help me. I'm living with all these swans and saints, and I'm walking like a crow. So we beg and we cry, and Krishna can do magic. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate igrim. There's a supporting verse to describe it. It's such a verse. It's an amazing verse. That's this is in Mathura. Well, let's back up a little bit and see what Prabhupada is, how he presents these qualities, because seeing through the eyes of the guru is probably the best way to see Shastra, as far as I know. Shastra Chakshush, Guru Chakshush. Number 19, expert judge of time and circumstances. Krishna was, of course, was very expert in dealing with people according to circumstances, country, time, and paraphernalia. How Krishna could take advantage of a particular time, circumstance, and person is expressed by him while talking to Uddhava about his rasa dance with the gopis. He says, because Prabhupada just flows from one point, the definition and the praman, this is the definition, and Rupa Goswami's elaboration of it, that's already there. And here's some pramanic verse from Bhagavad Puran or wherever to prove how Krishna is displaying and exhibiting and showing this quality, so that will confirm your, will deepen it, and your conviction and understanding of this important point of tattva, Bhagavad tattva. So Prabhupada just flows right into it. It's a novel. It's a novel. It's like a novel. It's a non-fiction novel. A beautiful presentation. Here's this verse, 2199. Yata sharaj jyotsna tulya kattam apiparo nasti samayas trilokyam akrida kvachid apina vrindavanam sama na kap yambok jakshi braj yuvati kalpeti Vimrishan, Mano me sotkanta muhur ajani rasotsava rase. O Uddhava, I am sending you to Vrindavan to meet the Brijvasis, Nandavava, Yashodama, and all the coward boys, but especially to meet my beloved damsels, the Braja Yuvatis, the Braja Ramanis. And I want to tell you something about something. There is no time compared to the Sharad season in the moonlight, autumn. There is no place of sports and enjoyment equal to Vrindavan in the three worlds. And there are no lotus-eyed women like the young women of Braj. Ambo, Akshi, Amboj. Amboja means lotus. Akshi means eye. Lotus eyes, so soft, so moist, so broad, so elongated, slightly reddish, and some blue, and blue with some reddish tinge on the corners. Beautiful. Braja Yuvati, Kalpeti, Vimrishan. Considering this, my heart, Mano me, sa utkantam. My heart is reaching out, jumping out, leaping out with such eagerness and anxiousness to be there in Braj, to be on the banks of the Yamuna, to be under the Sharad Purnima, and to dance with the damsels of Braja. Ki jai. My heart longs for the rasa utsav ras. Ras. Utsav. It's a utsav. Rasa utsav. It's a festival of taste. It's a festival of flavor. It's a festival of mellow, loving mellows. And my heart is longing for that. And I'm stuck here in Mathura. What to do? Now you go with my message. And Prabhupada, he says, this is an example. How Krishna could take advantage, how he did, let's say, because it's past tense. He's in Mathura. He's talking about Sharad Purnima. Maybe it's Purnima. Because the Udipan. Oh, it's Purnima. Oh, Uddhav. What is today? Oh, it's Purnima. What is the month? Sharad. Oh, do you know? Like this. Because that could be why he said this. Everything has a why. That answer we have to search. Or the acharyas explain why this, why that. Why Krishna is called Achyuta. Why he's called Madhusudan. Why he's called Govinda in this verse in Gita. Why he's called Jagadishwar. Why? So how Krishna could take advantage of a particular time, circumstance, and person is expressed by Krishna while talking to Uddhava about his rasa dance with the gopis. Now that's intimate. When you're talking about your illicit love affairs with other people's wives, do you speak that subject to anyone? Your illicit love affairs with the wives of others, you'll tell anyone? No. Obviously. He's so near, so dear, Saketi. He's such a Saketi, such a friend. And one place later at Uddhava Gita, another sitting, Krishna tells Uddhava, you're more dear to me than Balaram, who's my other half. You're more dear to me than my consort Lakshmi. You're more dear to me than my very Atma, my very self. That's how dear Uddhava is. 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So he says, I want to let you in on something very, very secret. Promise you won't tell? One night. The most opportune time is the full moon night of autumn season, like tonight. Ah, it was Sharad Purnima. The Sanskrit, Prabhupada is telling, this is how he's translating. In other words, Prabhupada is seeing as I was seeing. Prabhupada was seeing why he spoke this verse. Because he was in Mathura and it was Sharad Purnima. Oh, look, see like this, this is Sharad Purnima. You know, a light like this, and a place like that, with people like this, Kaladesha Patra, Kaladesha Supatra, Gyan. And Uddhava was like, wow, who are those gopis? What is this Vrindavan? I must go. This is it. Do you realize, Uddhava, This is Shrad Purnima. This is the most opportune time. It's a full moon night of autumn, like tonight. The best place in the universe is not these golden streets of Mathura, not this golden palace with lapis lazuli walls and coral pillars. Ha! The best place in the entire universe. Entire universe is Vrindavan. And the most beautiful girls are the gopis. So my dear friend Uddhava, I think I should now take advantage of all these circumstances and run to Vrindavan and engage myself in a rasa dance. That's Prabhupada's translation. That's Bhav. He's entered the heart of Krishna. Saranam ridya mayam, saranam ridya tvaham. The sadhu lives in the heart of the Paramatma. The Paramatma lives in the heart of the sadhu. Dictating, controlling, protecting, helping. What to speak of the pure devotee? Is it Paramatma? No. Paramatma steps aside. Excuse me, Shamsundar, take your seat here. Govinda Vishram, Vaishnava Govinda Vishram. Paramatma folds his hands. Excuse me. Oh, your Ishadev is my boss. Your Ishadev Govinda Sarvavatari. I'm an Amsha. I'm an expansion of Govinda, Krishna, Paramatma. I will. You bring Govinda in your heart. I'll enter Govinda's heart. You won't see him anymore. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Open my heart. My name is Hanuman. Do you see Paramatma? Whom do you see in the heart of Hanuman? Ram! Only Ram? Sita? Only Sita? Lakshman? Only Lakshman? Hanuman? Bahira Hanuman? Antar Hanuman? If Ram is here, Hanuman must be there. If God is, Bhagavan is there, devotee must be there. Shakti, Abheda. They're inseparable. Prabhupada is so much takes this different the day and okay, I'm seeing it. This is so much this particular Udipan or this full moon is in Lamban, Vibhava Lamban Udipan. Oh, let's go. I'm going. Bye. Take care of everything. You're my minister. Take care of Mathura. I'm running. This is a great time. You know what they? Come on. I'm late. They're probably waiting for me to play the flute. Their ears are tuned to Vamshiva. And I'm going. Bye. I'm going. You know, this is the most opportune time. That's the best place. This is Shrad Purnima. And those, hey. And then all that becomes more Udipan. And then it becomes Utkanta. So Utkantam. Manome. Thinking of all these things, speaking all these things. And Utkanta. Ho. I'm going. Bye. Zip. And he's off to Vrindavan. And he did exactly that. He would come and bhav. And every night, Gargas Mita and other Gopal Champu. He would come at night and he would dance in that rasa dance. You leave one farm in front of Uddhava and another farm he went to Vrindavan. Krishna. Raseshwara. So tomorrow we'll hear about Krishna's 20th quality. Coincidentally enough, it's Shastra Chakshush. We were just mentioning about Guru seeing Shastra through the eye of Guru. Guru Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu. Who can understand? 2-1-100, Shastra Chakshu. Very nice. I hope that we can always lecture on, somehow have the Adhikar fortune, let's say not Adhikar, let's say privilege to worship Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and try to speak something, all the remaining Kartiks of our sojourn here. Because our Guru Maharaj, when he came and observed Kartik, he spoke on this book. Bhagavatam in the morning and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the evening. So I'm Mahajano Yena Katha Sapanta. I don't want to pass any Kartiks without Bhakti Rasamrita. This is like sixth year or something like that. This is, for me, this is nectar devotion. This is the nectar of Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.